When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you. I'm getting there, buddy.
Come on, dude. Let's go. Sun's out. We'll spin it.
Today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. Here's how it works. You call us. We will spin the category wheel. Oh, now, okay.
There you go.
Then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. So far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Cody, who thought a mongoose was a male gander in Jamaica and found a way to answer 10 consecutive questions wrong. Yeah, mongoose. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
Ooh.
To make your chance to play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. We are on fire. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom at KISW.com. All the tunnels, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,360. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat from the Sex Pistols. Steve Jones coming up on the program today.
Yeah.
Sex Pistols are coming to town in October playing the old Showbox Soto now.
Nice.
Here's kind of what went down. Got a chance to talk to the legendary Steve Jones. Not only is he one of the founders of punk music, but also had an incredible career as a DJ doing a show down in Los Angeles.
Which we discovered very recently.
No, I've known that for a long time.
Look at the big red on my
eye.
I knew.
So did I. It's
Okay. Well, I'm the odd man out.
You guys have heard of Jonesy's Jukebox.
I have. I did not realize. So I'm very familiar with Jonesy's Jukebox. Never realized that he was the host of
Steve Jones.
Yeah.
So,
Miles knew.
The Sex Pistols are back out on tour.
Thrilled. Are you familiar with the band?
Sex Pistols?
Yeah.
Never heard of him before we interviewed
Steve
Jones.
He's an anti-Christer.
Yeah.
But, so here's what went down. We got a chance to talk to him, and he was in England. So we taped this thing the other day. We're going to run it back, and then Ozzy passes on.
Right.
And so obviously we kicked a lot of the things we were going to do that day, and that was one of the things we were going to play back for you. Now, when we talked to Steve Jones, Ozzy is still alive. And,
right.
You know, we asked him, you know, like, did you get a chance to go? Were you invited? Blah, blah, blah,
To the final show.
Right. And he's actually on tour over in England. Mm-hmm. So he did not get a chance to go. But he did talk about Ozzy Osbourne in the present tense.
Correct.
And not only that, but ironically enough, when we get done with the interview, I say, man, he sounds just like Ozzy Osbourne.
He did say that. He's like, we could say this is Ozzy. People might not know.
Yeah.
A couple days later, Ozzy passes away.
Right? Jeez, man. Exactly. So we're going to replay that that interview from Steve Jones coming up on the program today. And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We will spin that category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. So far, our biggest dummy, Cody, took him 10 questions to get one right. And as we do when we play a Big Dummy, like to do a little men's room poll. Now, the last time we went big and asked you if you could have one big thing, what would you pick? Your choices. You could have big buck teeth, big eyebrows, big gums, or a big forehead.
All right.
And if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live, here's how the voting shook out.
Can I guess that big gums finished last?
Big gums only got 2% of the vote.
Two?
No one wants big gums.
Wow.
Yes.
Usually last place on the poll, it's at least 14% or more. 2%.
Yeah, 2% of you said, I'll take those big gums. Which says a lot. Coming in at third place, that would be big buck teeth, 8%.
All right,
I can deal with that. It's an interesting look. It doesn't take long to figure out.
Nope.
Sometimes you look at someone and go, what is it about them? Like that guy you were showing in his child. The guy from Florida.
No.
In this case.
Or that chick on White Lotus.
Yeah. In this case, you look
yeah.
You look at, and you see Freddie Mercury. You see these bigger buck teeth sticking out. And at the time, to be honest with you, I mean, yes, he was born in Zanzibar or wherever he is.
Zanzibar.
In Africa. The family moved to England. And one thing we knew then is that it seemed that other than West Virginia teeth jokes, England had most of the teeth jokes as far as the world as a whole.
Have you been to England?
I have not.
There's a reason for that. Okay. I'll leave it at that.
So obviously when he moved there, not the best dental opportunities, you know, but I believe later in life.
Dental
you know,
opportunities.
Yeah, Freddie had that worked on and got that cleared up.
Freddie had them big old teeth.
8% of you said, I'll take the buck teeth. Coming in second place, you're going to go for that Chardet look. You said, I'll take the big forehead. 28% of you said.
You go Chardet, man, I go like Tyra Banks.
Tyra Banks, another good
girl. Just a big-ass forehead. Really good-looking woman. It's just a huge, huge forehead.
Whoopi Goldberg has a huge forehead.
To me, it's simple.
Who?
Peyton Manning.
God, you're right, man.
Huge forehead. Grandpa Simpson. Huge forehead. You're going to have that look, you know? Big forehead.
So I mean, if you watch the Manning cast, Eli will bring it up at least twice a show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
As a did they have to, like, adjust his helmet strap more than most people? Seriously. You put a helmet on top of your head, but that helmet had more forehead to cover, right, than the average helmet has to cover on a player.
I think they just didn't add a ton of air to his.
Yep. Number one, overwhelmingly, 62% of you said, I will take the big eyebrows.
Sure.
Hands down. So that was a winner last week on our poll. Now, today on the poll, going over the news here, and I was combing Fox 13's website. And all kinds of crazy crap on
Q13.
Q13.
What did you say? Q Fox 13.
Yeah, Quax.
Quax 13.
For whatever reason,
it rolled off the tongue.
The Fox affiliate me never have a good time
Fox,
agreeing to the
change thing. It to Quax.
Yeah,
it's Quax 13.
We're in Baltimore's
Fox 45.
Fox 45. Yeah, this is Q13. So
Quax.
Going through all the stories, and I normally click on the first one that interests me the most. Like, ooh,
yeah.
Let me read that. Today it was this one, because this one is one that personally, I cannot stand, all right? The title of the article, Seattle Mariners fans are fed up with megaphone preachers.
They're just discovering this now?
Yes, and it's not Mariners fans, it's Sounders
Sports
fans.
Sports fans.
Yeah. Seahawks fans. Concert goers. Monster truck fans. If it's going on down there.
Yeah, White River Amphitheater, there's a guy. It's like, dude. And he's standing outside of the parking lot. I mean, dude, this parking lot is massive. Why are you here?
My question is this.
Bourbon Street.
How many people have you actually converted? How many people have stopped and look at your nutty ass and said, you know what? This guy's right.
No one.
Oh, it's a weird cult. I watched this whole thing. Like some guy went down and, like, traveled around with the ones in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wild.
Are they a group?
Yeah, it's like a cult. You got to find, they find each other. And then a lot of them are exactly what you think they are. Right, kind of loners.
Of course.
Like, whatever, and they find this group, and then they get sold that, like, this is, we got to go preach it.
This is your way of spreading the word.
Right, but they also, they thoroughly love it. And
of course they
want to get reactions.
They want to piss people off.
Correct.
Yeah,
but, I mean, they're not idiots. Whether or not they believe their message is one thing. But when you're standing that close, and some of the stuff they're saying, or some of the signs, that's the thing, too. It's like, dude, there's kids here.
That was the one time I threatened a guy. I was going to a Sounders game a couple years ago. I had my son with me. And look, they're annoying, but it's public space. You want to yell, go ahead and yell. Hell, we live work in downtown Seattle. That's all Third Avenue. Saying the same crap, right? But I don't remember what he said, but he directed his bullhorn toward my son. And I stopped dead and said, brother, if you want to meet your maker, you want to meet this Jesus you pretend that you care about, say something else to my kid. And he backed down. And even my son was like, damn, Dad. I was like, look, man, it's just a parental thing. I don't care if he yells at me. I'm a grown-ass adult. If I want a bitch slap him, I would, but I don't care enough. When you look at my kid and you direct your stuff toward my child, I'm like, then, brother, you're taking me on, not my kid. Period.
Yeah. Now, do you think these guys are trying to bait people into assault charges? Is that another thing?
Yeah.
So 100%.
They want you to punch them so that they can sue you. Is that the idea?
Right, to kind of prove their point.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, all right. So the article goes, baseball fans are fed up with being harassed by preachers using the megaphones anytime they want to head into a Mariners game.
They are not preachers.
On Wednesday, lines to get in to the 12:40 Mariners game stretched down the sidewalk. And while people waited in line, preachers blasted their sermons through megaphones, sometimes as close to just a few inches away from fans waiting to get into the stadium. Quote, it's loud, he's in your face, walking around, said a guy named Ryan. Obviously, there's a freedom of speech, but others also have a right to not have to deal with it. Now, according to the Seattle Municipal Code, it is unlawful for any person knowingly, to cause or make or for any reason be in possession of property knowingly to allow or originate from the property unreasonable noise which disturbs another. It's the same reason that a bar can't have a band play past whatever time it is, depending on where
they're 10, 11, whatever.
Yeah. Whatever. If you're in a neighborhood, they might cut that down a little bit.
The same reason sometimes you can't, even if you have blocked off your parking lot, you can't have the band outside because there's zoning laws.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a concert that was last week and I can't remember who it was. It is someone you know of. It was going late. They just pulled the power. They told the band, and I cannot remember, but they just pulled the power and turned on the lights and the show was over. They didn't have time to say goodbye. The microphones, the lights,
the
sound.
The thing is, they don't want to pay the fine. Look, they're not trying to be D's, but they're like, I'm not paying this fine. Because if a neighbor wants to be that snitty about it, then they absolutely get hit with it. I will say one of the cooler moments, I'm going to say where it was, but we were at the opportunity to jam on stage with Aaron Jones, all right? And he is tearing it up, and then we drop into this jam, okay? So now at this point, we're not really playing a song anymore. Everyone, we're basically locking it down, and he's going off on guitar, okay? So after this, a person that is with this place says, hey, guys, listen, you have 20 minutes to do whatever else you guys want to do. And Aaron's like, cool, man. So we walk back on stage. Aaron looks at all of us and goes, we're playing for 21.
21 minutes. 21 minutes.
That's just too cool.
What a rebel.
All right, man.
What a rebel.
Yeah, I dug it.
Fox 13 Seattle reached out to the city attorney's office, who told them they're aware of the concerns related to excessively loud sound amplification. Director did visitors to Seattle sports stadiums. City attorney has directed staff in the office to work with the executive branch department's financials. Seattle asked the preachers if they would want to talk about their situation, but they ignored
only
the questions.
Only through a bullhorn!
And just continued their megaphone sermon, which is basically what they do. They just ignore you. They're taught to just move on.
Okay. Well, you got to
ignore
them.
But there's nobody
too
out there that doesn't want to just slap one of these idiots in the head.
And they know it.
You know?
Maybe we should all go down with bullhorns around them and be like, we understand there's a thing called the Bible. They're free in hotels, bitch.
Or just one of those really loud horns that they use on
boats.
Yeah. I'm talking like, you know, like a fairy horn.
Yeah.
Like the Kraken just scored a goal, like right in the side of their head. Okay. So today on the poll, based on these jackasses, so they have done something. We're going to ask
They've talked about doing something.
Yes. Which you're never going to have to hear again.
All right.
Okay. So this is just basically noise. So whatever's going on, you just don't hear it.
Right, these things still exist, but your brain will tune it out.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. So the first one is megaphone preachers.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be on the list because obviously if you could just go to a sporting event, and they do kind of tune you up a little bit. They do piss you off, at least me. I mean, I don't know. I don't think there's any Christian in the right mind that walks by there and goes, you're doing God's work, brother.
Right.
None. You're not even on the same team as me.
No, not at all.
Yeah. I mean, this is not even remotely close to what I believe to be.
It's like the same thing. If you're yelling at a fat person, do you think that's going to help them or encourage them to go on to lose weight?
No, I just do it because I'm mean.
Right. Who exactly. So if you're just yelling, you're on Capitol Hill. When I lived up there, they'd be up on the corner just like, okay, so you're just yelling at gay people? Right. Like, come on. Like that's well, not how anything changes. You can't just yell at somebody. You need to repent. And they're going to be like, oh, it's the moment.
And no matter what walk of life you are, if you're a child, if you're a senior, if you're married, if you have a family, when you go to a Mariners game, you're not trying to defy Jesus or any religion or the Lord. You're going to a baseball game with your family. You are spending time with your family doing family events, which is encouraged within the Christian community to have fun with your children, to teach them right or wrong if you believe in that.
I think you would just have to tell them, hey, dude, guy with the bullhorn, seriously, hey, man, chill out for 1 second. Don't overthink it.
Right.
That's all.
You're going to a Sounders match with your kids and your family? Do you really think that's anti-Christian? I don't think that any person on this planet believes that that has one thing to do, nothing to do with the other.
Well, nobody does except him.
Correct. So megaphone preachers.
And here's the thing they don't have going for them. They're crazy.
Right.
Yep.
You're never going to have to hear them again.
All right.
We do have this one guy who's kind of weird. He walks up and down the street outside.
Oh, he's got like a boom box. He's got an electric speaker.
Yeah, he's got a speaker that he's carrying around. He's got a microphone. And he'll start singing. Not a bad singer, to be honest.
It's not a bad singer.
But then he'll stop and break down and start telling you why you suck.
It's like when you go to the concert in front, I don't know what's going on politically, but it's your favorite band. There's nothing to do with politics. And all of a sudden, between songs, that's all they talk about.
Yeah.
He's like that. It's like, dude, just sing. You're fine.
Next up on the list, we have speakerphone people. I just dealt with this in the most ridiculous way the other day. I went to the doctor, sitting in the doctor's office, and there was a woman. having a full-blown conversation in a room full of 25 people. Now, this is a packed waiting room.
Yeah.
We are all sitting shoulder to shoulder. There's not one open seat anywhere where you're not sitting beside someone. She is having an incredibly loud conversation on speakerphone, which everyone in this room can hear. She is talking to, I'm deducting her mother or her sister. But this is a family conversation about somebody that they know, and this person needs to get some help. All right, so it's not even a conversation. This is a conversation that you have in private. This is about someone where they say, "Should we try to get him checked in someplace?
Right?
Are we afraid he's going to hurt someone?" It's one of these. Should we try to see if his girlfriend will, you know, intervene? Or I'm listening to this like this is not the time. Or the place to have this conversation.
No.
I learned a guy's trade secrets on the light rail yesterday. He's sitting behind me. He's on speakerphone. It's a business guy. But for the duration of my ride, he's having this conversation. And I'm like, man, I won't say what kind of field he worked in, but I'm like, if any of your competitors happen to be on this train, and they're probably not, you have given up all of your secrets.
I'll also say this about this woman. She had the phone literally in front of her face. Mm-hmm. Okay? The speakerphone is on. She is talking to the microphone in front of her hand. She's holding the phone in her hand. It's literally right here. All she has to do is rotate that hand a little to the right and turn the speakerphone off, and it's no different. She's that close.
Yeah.
She just has to bring the earpiece up to her ear and talk into the microphone on the side.
Yeah.
Like as you envision people talking on the phone. So, speakerphone people are also on the list of things that you never have to hear again. Now, the next one, depending on where you live, and I know there's some ordinances in places that people have been trying to do this, but it's going to be leaf blowers. And I know right now it is not predominantly a sound you're going to hear because, let's face it, it hasn't rained in a month. Mm-hmm. Pretty well everything is just dry as a bone anywhere. You're really not blowing anything. But in those times where the leaves start to fall and everything else, it's not unusual for me to wake up at 7 o'clock and someone's blowing the sidewalk outside of a coffee shop or whatever. And I'm like, is this necessary? Is this necessary?
Well, when I was a landscaper, that's how you finished every job. You got to blow the grass out.
But these are business owners who aren't really doing landscaping as much as they are just blowing the sidewalk out in front of their business. Which I understand. You don't want anybody to slip or fall. But they are loud and they are annoying. And the fourth one. This is a personal favorite of mine. It is the trucks that beep when they back up. Garbage day in my neighborhood happens 3 days a week. There's residential, there are apartment dumpsters, and then there are businesses.
Yeah.
So bars, they get a separate day with restaurants. The apartment buildings, the multi-units, they get a different day. And then the individuals get a different day. Every one of these stops requires the garbage truck to go in reverse. I do not know how it's possible.
For 20 minutes at a time.
You sure that's the recycling, not your microwave?
It could be. It could be my microwave. I could have put that on here. So, you're never going to have to hear any of these noises again. Will it be speakerphone people, megaphone preachers, leaf blowers, or backup beeping? That is our Men's Room poll. Vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live.
My name is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock Steve, who was our first contestant ready to play the big game. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey!
Hola. Jeff, are you sober or not sober?
Team sober today.
All right, Jeff, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. You'll never have to hear one of these again. Speakerphone people, megaphone preachers, leaf blowers, or backup beeping on a garbage truck.
Let's go with the speakerphone people. I mean, that's cool for them believing what they're believing. I mean...
Oh, wait, megaphone preachers or speaker or people who talk on their speakerphone?
My bad. The megaphone preachers.
Okay, gotcha. Yep. I'm going with the speakerphone people. I mean, look, I don't like any of it, but truth is I have a leaf blower, and when you're doing it, it's awesome. But otherwise, the megaphone people, it's only if I'm going to an event. And in the end, it's like when you're done yelling whatever crap you're saying, I am going to drink beer and have fun with who I'm with.
Mm-hmm.
On both sides of it. Speakerphone people, it's the plane, it's the airport, look, it's the bus, it's an Uber, it's everywhere I go.
Here's my thing about the leaf blower. If you're using it because you're doing your lawn work or blowing the clippings back off, that's fine. It's just every morning you don't need to clear off the sidewalk in front of just like a random apartment building.
See, your problem is where you live.
Correct.
Because you're in the middle of all of it.
And my issue is with the leaf blower, like, even if it's like a Saturday and I'm sleeping in,
yeah,
like it doesn't last that long.
Right. It generally does not last long. And actually, I don't even leaf blow anymore. That is the one chore where my kid will be like, I'll do it.
Cool.
Yeah. And I'm like, man, have at it.
I get why he wants speakerphone people are everywhere.
No matter where you go, you can't escape them. Yeah, and they're staring at the phone. And like I said, it's not even FaceTime.
Yeah, they're looking at it like they're looking at someone, but they're not.
You're looking at your reflection in a dark screen.
I use speaker all the time in my house. Like, if I'm going to call someone, you know, it's going to be a long conversation.
Cool.
Like, it's cool. Just sit it next to me. I'll sit on the couch. We can chat away.
Yeah.
But right, not in public.
God, everywhere you go, man. Just restaurants, you name it. All right, Jeff, shut up for a second. Let's get to the question.
I'm trying my best. I'm working on it. I'm trying, guys. I'm trying.
Chatty-ass Jeff over here.
Apologetic, I know. Jeff.
All right, Jeff, here is your question. Isle Royale National Park is the only national park in what northern state? Isle Royale.
Northern state. So, like, across the U.S.-Canadian border?
Yes.
Wisconsin.
Not a bad guess.
I'll say either Alaska or Maine.
Michigan. Right. Kind of surprises me they don't have more national, but just because there's so much forest and beautiful lakes and all that. All right. And give Miles an opportunity to chime in on this, because this tickles his trivia bone here.
I'm going to write it down.
How many U.S. states begin with the letter A as an alpha?
All right, hold on.
Or amigo.
Just hold on.
Or
I need a minute.
Alaska, Alabama, Arkansas, I'm getting there.
No, you're making the thinking noises. Why do human beings, why do we all make that sound when we're thinking?
Especially the same thing when you're concentrating really hard.
Yeah, I mean, everybody does.
Sticks out.
Does it actually help? Why do we do these things? I'm going to put my tongue slightly outside of my mouth, and this will help me think. It helped Michael Jordan dunk.
Hey, if it's, what's that one of old Bud Light commercials? It's only weird if it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right, you got a guess?
Let's go with four.
That's what I got.
I'm missing one.
Arizona, Alabama, Arkansas, and Alaska.
Arizona's
not the one you
looked at. Good to meet you guys at Bremerton. That was a good time.
Oh, cool. Thank you, brother. Hey, thank you for stopping by, man.
Now, look, before we let you go, you're one. Oh, I know you were tuned.
No, I'm good.
Yeah. 1 second, I thought he was smart. Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the men's room.
Weed, whiskey, and wenches.
Hola. Jerry, are you sober or not sober?
Stoned.
I like the matter of fact.
Exactly. All right, Jerry, here we go. Never have to hear one again. Speakerphone people, megaphone preachers, leaf blowers, or backup beeping?
Those AMCs, militant Christian.
Ah, okay. Megaphone preachers.
Yep.
That sounds like a band, doesn't it? Some punk band from the 80s.
Well, take away their megaphone, just let them babble on without the amplification.
That's all it is. Yeah. It's like, look, man, like I said, I walk down 3rd Avenue. Everybody's babbling about something, care about absolutely none of it. The fact that they don't have a megaphone makes it tolerable.
And a Babylon reference.
Yes, Babylon. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Jerry, you're going to get another assist for Miles here.
Oh.
How many states begin with the letter I?
Idaho, Iowa, Indiana, three.
Illinois.
Hold on. You were tracking so well there, man.
Is it four? Yeah.
It is four. Okay. Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, and Iowa. Mm. Now, these are not your official questions, but just for Miles, and I cannot rattle them all off at the top of my head, but how many states begin with the letter M or N? Because they have the same number.
Oh, M.
M.
Okay.
Or as in Montgomery.
Hold on. Let me see.
That's a lot.
It is. And N has the same number.
Okay, so we got Minnesota, we got Maryland, we have Maine, we have Montana.
Maize and gold.
Michigan.
You got Mamma Mia.
Hold on, let me see.
Got Myrtle the Turtle.
Pretty sure I got all that.
Toasted raviolis.
Minnesota, Maryland, Maine, Montana, Michigan.
Toasted raviolis.
Oh, Missouri. So, yeah, so does that mean there are six that start with N?
There are eight. There are eight that start with M, and there are also eight that start with N.
What two am
Did
I missing?
Maryland? Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan.
Massachusetts, I missed. And
Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri,
and Mississippi.
Montana.
Yeah. Okay, so they're...
And same with N.
All right, well, let's give Jerry a crack at it.
All right, so there are eight states that begin with the letter N. Can you name them, Jerry?
So there's Nevada, and let's see, how many... And Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
And
even when you pronounce it like that,
how many news?
Yeah, go through your news.
There's Jersey, York, Hampshire. So that would be five.
Think about your norths,
and you're missing one new.
Oh, one more new.
One more new.
New Hampshire.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
New Jersey, New York. Or North Dakota.
Uh-huh.
And North Carolina.
I got it, Jerry.
And then you're missing one of the
news. You missed one. New Mexico.
Yes. Oh, I had them all.
Dude, you did so well, though.
I got them.
Yeah.
Boom. Know y'all states.
I just did that for miles. I don't know what it is about. Anytime I ask a question about states, I was like, oh, hey, all right.
I'm going to start telling people, like, you've been to Mexico? Like, yeah. The new one.
Yeah.
You ever been to England? Yeah.
New one.
Yeah. Better Mexico.
Well, you've been to both. You've been to both England.
Better than
you should ask. Wait, which one? The old one or the new one?
Yeah. Which England, dude?
Come on, clear it up, bro. Yeah.
York sucks compared to New York.
Better York. Mm-hmm. Better Hampshire.
I wonder what the original Jersey's like. Like, if you go there, it's like, hey, you know.
I think it's an island.
They are very proud people.
Jersey?
Are they?
Yes.
We are the home people.
I don't know why.
Is it an Italian?
I know that's a thing. Like, you do not screw with Jersey. Like, do not badmouth Jersey. They really love Jersey. Yes.
Where is it?
Kind of like New Jersey.
It's in the U.K.
I think it's an island.
It is. It's a self-governing island, territory of the British Isles.
That makes complete sense.
All right. Proud people.
Yeah. All right, your question. What kind of nut is used to make marzipan?
Ooh, I love marzipan.
Me too.
I have no idea what the nut is, though.
What did you
almond?
Get?
Almond.
Okay, hold on. What is marzipan?
It's used in a lot of desserts. Basically, you take nuts, crush it up. It's kind of mixed with sugar. You've had it before.
Just
an order
called.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It comes on like top of stuff.
All right. Mm-hmm. Gabus Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
That's just one of those
wacky almonds.
I don't know. I'm not positive, but if you see it on a menu and it, like, somebody says, oh, it's top with
marzipan.
Like, I'll take it.
It sounds like one of those things. Like, ask your doctor if marzipan's right for you.
God, it does, doesn't it? Hey, Doc, I need marzipan. But like, sir, that's a dessert.
Wait, I'm not done, Doc. I got 10 more drugs. Got to ask you if it's right for me.
Yeah, I know.
Before we even get to the examination.
Do you think doctors are actually happy? Because they would say, ask your doctor if this is right for you. Doctor's like, don't.
Is clofine right for me, Doc? No. Okay, that's number two.
All right, cool.
I got four more. Hold on.
All the commercials are telling me to ask.
I don't know. And I'm only here once a year, so let's do this.
Hello, Ray. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Ray, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober, man. Driving home.
All right, Ray.
Bless you.
Welcome to Big Dummy, our men's room poll. You never have to hear one again. Are you taking speakerphone people, megaphone preachers, leaf blowers, or backup beeping?
Definitely speakerphone people. And I take it a step further, anybody on their Bluetooth or just talking on their phone in general with a bunch of other people around.
Yeah, sir, just go somewhere.
Hey,
just stop.
I'm almost to the point where every restaurant should have a phone booth when you walk in.
I agree.
And there's just a seat in there.
Hallelujah.
There's no phone. But it's understood that if you really need to have a conversation, you can dip in and have one in this booth.
And no one would care.
And everyone would be like, oh, look at that person. They're using the phone booth. Thank God.
Yeah, I agree.
And you need to take a call.
You know what you could have put on that list, Miles? And you do want to hear this because you need to, but the beep from your low battery and the smoke detector.
Oh. Oh, that would have been a great one.
I mean, but you kind of
need it. Oh, that would have won.
But still.
No, you don't. I'd almost rather die of carbon monoxide poisoning than try to find that.
How do we have everything on an app, but we can't do that? Like, why can't we have an app that hits my phone that says, hey, man, the top hallway smoke detector needs a battery? Because that is the most annoying sound.
Eep. Eep, wrong smoke detector. Eep.
All right, your question. The Incan, or also known as the Stinkin' Incan Empire, is located in what modern-day country?
Damn. Nobody's saying that.
That would be Peru.
Wow. Oh, nice job. One and done.
He knows about the stinking Incan Empire.
Very good.
All right, before we let you go with your one and done here, which is larger, a British or American pint?
Ooh.
Mm. Oh, easy.
Yeah.
Just think about the big ones.
Probably those stinking Brits.
That is.
It is. See there? Mm-hmm. He's got the stinking thing going.
That's an imperial pint.
Yeah, that's 20 ounces.
When you go to Sean O'Donnell's, I know it's an Irish place, but they do that. Georgian Dragon in Fremont. They give you, like, you're like, wow, so much beer.
What a beer.
It's the same price.
I will also
pint,
tell you, as an American, I was scared myself. When I went to London, it's like, it's going to be kind of flat and warm. Oh, they go down quick.
You'll be fine.
You will not miss, like, ice cold, like, beer. Like,
you don't notice.
Yeah.
But I thought the same thing, like, it's going to be kind of gross. It was not.
No.
And I took that bitch down in a heartbeat.
Just depends on where you are or anything. If you are in the Caribbean and you have the lightest, skunkiest, coldest beer, you're like, this is perfect.
You're right.
And I never would buy that here. But there, it's like, this is great.
But even just walking from where we were, it was a mile up to the Emirates where Arsenal plays.
Yeah.
And on the walk up there, we stopped at a castle and got a beer.
At a castle?
Yeah, it was like some old little castle that was built into this neighborhood. And they're like, it's a bar. And I was like, let's get a pint.
It is weird when you go there. First time I went to England, I went to York, not London, a little bit north of London, right? And there was an elementary school. My buddy's like, dude, that's where I went to school. I'm like, that's an old-looking building. And when you walk up, it says established 79 AD. I'm like, Jesus. Like 79 AD. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, man. It's like everything here is old. It means nothingness. Like, Jesus, God, man. Hello, Austin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. Austin, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober and drive on the way home.
All right. Austin, our men's room poll. You never have to hear one again. Speakerphone people, megaphone preachers, leaf blowers, or backup beeping?
Well, I feel like just based on where I'm at and where I work at, I don't have to deal with the other three. But let's be honest, I really don't want to hear you talk about your baby daddy out in the open.
Okay, so you're going to go speakerphone people.
Yeah.
Where do you work that you hear this with such frequency?
I work at the Naval Shipyard in Kitsap.
Aha! So baby daddy.
A lot of people that love to talk on their phones out in the open, and there's a very specific demographic. I know everybody knows who it is. I'm not going to point fingers, but...
Officer and a gentleman, right. Talk about the baby daddy. You explained it all when you said where you work. All right.
Yeah.
Your question, which animated movie became the first to receive an Oscar nomination for Best Picture?
Is this old school or is this newer?
I'm 56, so to me, I say it's newer. To my kids, it's old school, but it is not old school.
Was it in your lifetime?
Yes.
Okay.
For Best Picture.
It was nominated for Best Picture.
And it's an animated film.
An animated film.
I want to say Howl's Moving Castle.
That's not a bad call.
Who framed Roger Rabbit?
Wait, what movie did you say?
Howl's Moving Castle.
I have never even heard of that.
It's a Miyazaki film.
Studio Ghibli.
Lion Shrek. King.
Good movie.
Lion King is not a bad guess. Shrek is not a bad guess. It was Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Be our guest.
Be our guest. Put my two lips to the test. All right. That's why Beast kept him around. You didn't know that?
He got lonely in that castle, Mike, and he was a beast. All right, he's looking for a little relief.
Yeah. Hook a beast up, brother. Come on.
It is dark. I need my candles.
We're going to bring it to life to sing.
Will you be the flame to my candles?
Beast is like a burn. You get used to the burn, you know what I'm saying? All right, waxy ass mouth.
I will drip it on your jizz. Oh,
that is not wax, my friend. All right.
Damn it, Steve.
I am just a stick of butter. That is also target practice. You know what I mean. All right. Your question. The cob nut is another name for what nut? Hazelnut. Walnut. Pine nut or peanut? So hazelnut, walnut, pine nut, or peanut?
The cob nut. New episode of the podcast out now on the Odyssey.
Yeah, the cob nut.
He wasn't actually on this week's episode. Just MCTP and I.
I'm going to say the pine nut. I have no
Me idea. Too, because it looks like a kernel of corn.
I'm going to say a peanut.
Hazelnut.
It is the hazelnut.
Hazelnuts are good.
You're going to have to ask Cobb.
I love that scene in Best in Show where the guy's got the hound is talking about it like, I like nuts. It's like almost like Forrest Gump talking about shrimp. You got hazelnut, you got peanut, you got walnuts, pine nuts.
All right, your question. What country has the largest number of citizens living within the Arctic Circle? And aren't they a beautiful people? Yeah.
No.
They all look miserable. All of them. 100% of the time.
Russia.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay. Yeah. Nice work.
Congratulations on that.
More Big Tubby coming up, 206-803-ROCK.